I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on some new movies starring Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem, an animated feature set in Australia, and Sean Baker's latest entry. Our first movie is Being the Ricardos, which stars Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem in phenomenal performances as Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, both of whom were married and were in the process of filming their hit show I Love Lucy. Writer-director Aaron Sorkin takes us behind the scenes of both the show and their chemistry. With an all-star supporting cast including J.K. Simmons and Tony Hale, Being the Ricardos is a movie that's sure to make I Love Lucy fans smile and those who hated Kidman and Bewitched happier. It shares its love for the actors and the show in the ways they're able to get into character and deal with the circumstances of their own situations. Kidman and Bardem push their acting to the very limit and never let it go. Check it out. 3.5 stars. Next up is Back to the Outback, a lame made-for-Netflix animated feature about four deadly Australian creatures with voices from Isla Fisher as a snake and Guy Pearce as a spider breaking out of the zoo and making their way into the wild. These creatures are cute, but the script is lame, the jokes aren't funny, and this koala here won't shut the hell up. There's nothing more to say about Back to the Outback, except it doesn't deliver for adults, only for little kids. And if you want an animated feature of adult qualities, Encanto is the one for you. And if you want one with a koala for a lead, Sing 2 opens in a few weeks, and both these movies are fun compared to this. 2 stars. And our last movie is Red Rocket, the latest indie from writer-director Sean Baker, who did Tangerine and The Florida Project. This time, he takes us to Texas to meet a porn star named Mikey, played by Simon Rex from the Scary Movie franchise, who returns home from LA looking to live with his estranged wife, looking for a job, and falling for a teenage donut shop employee. She's played by Susanna's son. I admire how Baker is able to show us how unlikable Mikey is in the ways he showed us the Foudmouth kids in The Florida Project, and while parts of the movie cop out, there's still enough laughs, shocks, and interest to keep us involved. Rex, who was mostly in bad comedies, really shines in the lead role with a character study so comical and complex it becomes a game changer for him. So check it out. 3 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.